As soon as Anya's eyes adjusted to the tavern's gloom, her heart plummeted straight to the soles of her shoes. The man she had come to Germany to seek out was here all right, just as she'd been told. He was seated, steaming drunk, behind a rampart of empty, upturned 1-liter beer steins, like some kind of ancient monolith. It was a cozy tavern outside a cozy little village in the Rhine Valley, not far from Darmstadt in Hessen. The setting was quite bucolic, complete with its brooding castle on a foreboding hilltop. Across from Anya's target, a young local in a wool sweater sat beneath the square roof timbers that hung dark and low. He had rumpled brown hair, round-rimmed spectacles, and appeared to be 14 at the most. He smiled dreamily across his own set of upturned steins at Anya's quarry. They looked as if they were playing some sort of megalithic chess game.
Your turn now.
You're on, partner.
The man pushed his trademark white Stetson cowboy hat back on his lank blonde hair as his young drinking partner smiled back at him. One last stein stood in the middle of the table between them. It was filled with a liquid that looked amber in the dim light. He reached for it with a trembling hand, looked at it with bright blue eyes, then frowned. He wrapped his hand around the big mug and picked it up. Attention in the bar turned to the two men. The locals crowded behind the German kid, while a small number of Americans and Canadians stood behind the cowboy. The scene in the bar, and the village in general, seemed fit for the show past master, a stablemate of Anya's own Chasing History's Monsters, which had just wrapped up shooting. This village's castle enjoyed a certain notoriety for all the wrong reasons, and it was the big man in the cowboy hat who had come to help clear up some confusion about it. His name was Tex Winston, and he was the program's star and guiding light. Although she had never met him, rumor around the network claimed he was a real-life adventurer, not just a television special effect. Of course, Anya was skeptical. She knew the claims the network publicity department made about her. He did look the part, at least. He was tall, tanned, blonde, and lanky. But she had known most of that from seeing him on the tube. He could do anything, rumor said, and had. Some of it twice. He knew everybody worth knowing on both sides of every ocean and every law. It was whispered he had served as a U.S. Army Ranger and seen action in Central America, Africa, and the Far East. She hoped the stories were true because Anya knew that he might be her one and only hope. It rankled Anya beyond belief to have to throw herself on the good graces of a stranger, but more lay at stake than her pride or even her life. Somewhere, out in that night, a vulnerable young girl was lost, afraid, and alone. Anya knew she was the only hope that Yaja had. With a big old Texas smile, Winston sat back in his chair, confidently raising the glass mug. He tipped his head back and chugged the dense local brew with startling alacrity. Tex Winston wiped his mouth with the back of his hand, a smile emerging from behind his sleeve. Scanning the bar for fans, his lazy eyes fell on Anya Creed from her perch near the entranceway. He looked at her with confused half-recognition for a moment.
Hey! Hey there, baby! How are you?
The Germans went crazy, smacking their young champion heavily on his narrow shoulders and pumping their fists in the air. At the same time, a skinny, bandy-legged bartender with a shaved, tattooed head and 3 rings in his right ear moved hastily to Tex Winston's side, possibly to see if he was still alive. A short and stout local with a bristling black mustache and a fuzzy green vest turned from the black-stained oak bar at Anya's elbow and thrust a full stein into her hand.
Welcome to Frankenstein, Fräulein Anya Creed! Willkommen!
Come on. Come on.
Anya Creed had wound Tex Winston's arm around her shoulder, offering him a crutch as he dragged himself through the desolate village street. He was taller than she was, and despite the relaxation induced by alcohol, The arm felt like a steel cable wrapped around rebar, and the body like a well-packed bag of cement. If Anya hadn't been torn between disconsolate and enraged over the capture of Yaja, it might have been interesting or even funny. At this point, however, it was neither.
Walk it off, Tex.
From the respectful attention the assembled crowd had given Tex Winston as Anya steered him out into the cool, humid night, she could see he was pretty popular with the locals. That, at least, was a good sign. In Anya's experience, the way people treated you when you were drunk showed how they really felt about you. But the tavern-goer's attitude had bothered her as well. Their first instinct was not to assume that she had a professional relationship with him. It seemed that the general perception was that Tex had just gotten really lucky. She attributed that to her mild celebrity. When she looked in the mirror, Anya didn't see a tall, lean, drop-dead gorgeous woman with wild chestnut hair and challenging ambergreen eyes. She still saw herself the same way she did growing up in the orphanage, an eternally gawky adolescent with ridiculously long stick legs and all the grace of a newborn foal. Winston let his head loll back on his neck, gesturing vaguely toward the tavern. The road bent left into shadow, winding its way between green fields and darkly forested hills. Ahead of them, the tower of the infamous castle rose above the trees.
Strong, you know. The sign. It's not the monster. Oh, no! Not the real monster, Frankenstein. It's something Hollywood made up.
Yeah?
That's right. You're on your creed. You'd know a thing or two about monsters. I heard about how you tracked down the critter in France.
The Beast of Gévaudan.
Yeah!
Oh, that was pretty great. Oh, I guess I'm preaching to the choir here, aren't I? So, I bet you know the real story about this place, right?
A knight returning from the Crusades found an ogre or possibly a dragon terrorizing the villagers. He slew it and was ennobled as Baron von Frankenstein and given the village as a fief. Keep moving, Tex.
Close enough.
Tex Winston was a sloppy drunk, but at least he was an amiable one. He had a reputation for being a genuinely nice guy, which in the entertainment world could mean oceans or nothing at all.
Tavern's name is Monster Cellar. I got the wrong monster.
That figures.
Hey. So what are you doing here anyway? This isn't some stunt dreamed up by those network flacks, is it?
I need your help.